LEO mobile.
K2RCL, KO4, LAO. How you doing today?
Oh, not bad. Jim here, KO4 LEO.
Jeff, you got Russell on this end, K2RCL.
For you, Russell.
Squeeze past Blue Ridge High School over here on Fuse Chapel, headed across the Fuse Bridge to go to the house.
For you, R. I'm up here in Hendersonville.
So I'm getting into the repeater and sounding crystal clear on this end.
That thing works pretty good. Well, I just got through doing the grocery shopping for the boss, and so I'm headed to the house.
Dad, I got to a stopping point on the project I'm doing over in Inman, and I decided I'm going to call it a day and head home, and hopefully the rain will be nice and easy on me, and I can work inside the rest of the week.
When is it supposed to start?
I looked around lunchtime today. It's supposed to start, I think, sometime tonight or in the morning. Then I think it's going to be a chance of rain pretty much every day. Up through, like, Thursday, they talking like we might have a few thunderstorms or something, maybe severe.
What's up?
No, I have to work in the rain. If it snows, I can stay at home.
Sit there, I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, I say if it rains, I still got to work. If it snows, I can stay at home.
Well, I used to teach up here in Hendersonville, and some of the teachers around here say some of the worst snows they've ever had has come late in March.
I do not doubt it. And the way the weather's been and the way everything else has been here lately, I could see 2021 being like 2020, just all messed up.
You're there by Sloan Airport, do you?
I live over next to Mountain View Elementary School, about 3 miles south of North Greenville University on Mountain View Road.
I see some drone flying over there at the old Sloan Airport there. It's a pretty nice place to go.
Heard that. I don't think I've had my drone out of the box in about 6-8 months now. Probably need to get it out, charge the batteries, and see if the batteries are still good.
These get too low, you can't recharge them.
I think that's how they get us to spend more money.
I found them four, and I let one of my batteries just drop too low because I wasn't using it so much. And once the gate closes on that thing, you'll never get it open again, and that's a pricey little battery.
Yeah, they definitely are. They are proud of them. I've got a DJI Mavic Pro. I got one battery for it that's an original DJI, and then I've got a, I think it's a Wasabi or something like that that's just a backup in case I need it.
Get your battery, at least charge it up to 50% or so, so it doesn't close on you there. Once it closes, you can't get it back open again.
I'm definitely going to be happy that I've talked with you this afternoon, because I'm about a mile from the house now, and right after my shower, that's going to be the first thing I'm going to do is get it out and go ahead and plug everything up and charge it up good.
That's when it's down, you know, and it'll tell you whether it's still got a charge on it, and then if you keep holding it down, it'll tell you if all the cells are good.
I know that. I'll definitely have to check that out then. That's an interesting piece of info there.
I got a 4 and then bought a Mavic 2 Pro, and it's a great platform. It's I got no critiques on it at all. That thing, I've flown it up above 400 and 500 foot towers, and they do an awesome job. The thing will just fly right up and just park itself.
Started out with a Phantom 3 Standard, and I enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun with it, and I sold it and bought the Mavic 2 or the Mavic Pro, and I've had fun with it and done some stuff, but we went on a trip and went up through Canada, and they wouldn't let me fly it up there, so it pretty much stayed in the case. And we went into Alaska and flew it a little bit up there. And it hadn't been out of the box since we've been back.
Let you fly, huh?
They got restrictions on about everything up there. You had to apply for a special permit as a non-resident, and it was just... It was a whole big hoop to da to do, and I just didn't feel like going through the whole thing.
Well, we got some new rules that are supposed to take place tomorrow. Being able to fly at night and all that stuff with your... Are you flying under Part 107?
I'm still flying under just a hobbyist. I hadn't took my 107. I don't do anything with it for financial gain, so it's just a hobby for me.
We're going to implement the testing rule for recreational flyers, and if you get a chance, take a look at the new 9157B advisory circular for recreational flyers. It's going to have a lot of that stuff in there, and under the new rules, you got to meet 8 different conditions in order to say you're a recreational guide, and one of those involves testing. So you probably need to get in and take a look at it. It's pretty... a bunch of stuff for the Part 107 guys is supposed to go into effect tomorrow. We'll see if they put a restriction on it.
Heard that. I'll definitely have to get in there and check it out then. Might be time to sell it and spend money on more ham radio stuff. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But I have destinated here at the house, so I believe I'm going to hop out in the car and head in and get a shower and have some dinner and relax a little bit this afternoon.
We'll talk to you soon, Russell. KO4LAO clear on your left.
Good, K2RCL, KO4LAO 73, sir. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I am clear.